Very first Rashi in Parsha Tazria says as follows. Amar Rav Simlai, Geshem she yitziraso shel Adam achar kol behema chayi va'olf v'maseh bereshis, kach toraso nisparsha achar toras behema chaya va'olf. She's quoting a medrash from Vayikra Rabbah. What is Rashi saying? What's Rabbi Simlai saying? It says, if you take a look at last week's parsha, Parsha Shmini, it tells us all about the behemos and the chayos and the ofos. What's a behema tahora? What's a behema tmeya? What ofos are tahoros? What are tmeyos? And only in Parsha Tazria does it start telling us about tumah v'tahara of human beings. Shaki Tazria, v'yalda zachar, v'tama shivas yamim. Why is that? So Rabbi Simlai says very simply, we follow the order of Maisa Bereshis. In Bereshis, the Chayos and the Ophos and the Behemos were all created before Adam and Chava. They came first to Maisa Bereshis. So too, they come first in Shmini and then Tazria. Okay, it answers that question. But why, in Maisa Bereshis, was Adam created last? What was that? So why is it that Adam was created last? After the Behemos, after the Chayos, after the Ophos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin asked the question. The Gemara gives a number of reasons. I want to quote two of them. Davar Acher, another reason, Shem Tazuach Dato Alav, if all of a sudden a person, human being, becomes a bit of a Balgaiva and he thinks he's so great, what do we tell him? Amelo, we tell him, Yitush Kidmucha B'maise Bereshis. A gnat, a mosquito, a fly was created before you were. You're less important than the gnat. You're less important than the Yitush. He was created first. Dabar Acher, another explanation. Kadeshi Kanis L'Suuda Miyad. He says that Adam Arishon, when he's created, should be created, there should be a complete world for him. He shouldn't have to wait. Everything's there, ready and waiting for Adam Arishon. That's why he's created less. In essence, these two perushim seem to contradict each other. The first explanation seems to tell us that Adam, humans, you're a low man on the totem pole. You're last. You're after the gnats and the mosquitoes and the birds and the fish and the behemoths and the chayas. You're last. You think you're something, you're at the bottom. The very next explanation says almost exactly the opposite. You're the king. You're the most important person. So everything had to be ready, and now it's time for you to arrive. So which one is it? The Medrash, the beginning of Parsha Tazria, quotes a pasuk from Tehillim, Ocha v'kedem tzartani. We say that we have been created, Sartani Ocher V'Kedem, last and first. Does it mean we are created Ocher at the end, V'Kedem at the beginning? Which one were we created? The beginning or at the end? Again, a number of opinions in the Medrash, but then the Medrash says, Im zocha Adam omim lo ata kidamta lekol ma'aseh bereishis. If the person is zocha, we tell him you're first. V'im lav, and if he's not zocha, omim lo yitush kidmucha, shulshul kidmucha, you're last. The gnat, the worm, everything came before you. What does it mean? Im zocha, im lo zocha, you're first, you're last. So I saw the following explanation based on the Ksav Sofer. person comes along, a human being, and he arrives in this world. And what is he wanting to get out of this world? If a person looks at this world and he says, my whole purpose in life is a life of gashmius. I want to eat, and I want to drink, and I want to be merry, and I want to have a beautiful home, and I want to have pleasure in life. That's what life is all about. So he turned to him and said, you're a fool. The gnat, the mosquito, has it all. He eats, he drinks, he has a place to stay, he gets pleasure from whatever pleases gnats, I don't really know. Something must please them. And it doesn't cost him any. Because Baruch Hu gave it to him all free. He doesn't have to work for it. He doesn't have to work for a living. He doesn't have to have a bank account. He doesn't have to be Mekayim B'zei Asapecha Tocha Lecha. He has it all. You're in this world for Gashmius? You're lower than the gnat, than the mosquito, than the worm. They have everything that you want. And it's theirs on a silver platter. They don't have to work for anything. You're last. You're at the bottom. That's Lozach. But if a person comes to this world and he thinks he has a purpose in this world, he thinks that there's something to accomplish more than just have pleasure, more than just to eat and drink, whoa, that's a different story. Because the animal kingdom, the insect kingdom, the reptiles, they don't come into this world with a goal in mind. They just come with instincts. Eat, drink, sleep. But if you have a goal in this world, then you're first. And the whole world is created for you. You're at the top. You're Zohar. The world is for you. And therefore, from a conceptual point of view, you were created first. In practical terms, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited to bring you into this world till everything was ready, so that the world can serve you, because you have a purpose. We would always tell the Noach Weinberg Zatzal from Eish HaTorah, when guys would come to Eish HaTorah, guys who didn't know very much about Yiddishkeit, maybe knew that they were Jewish or not. Sometimes talk to them at the beginning. And he would ask them, he says, if you had to, and somebody said to you, give up your Judaism, stop being Jewish, I'll take your life. He says, many of them would say to them, Rabbi, he says, I don't know much about Judaism, but I'm willing to die to be a Jew. We used to tell them, if you're willing to die to be a Jew, if you know what you're willing to die for, don't you think it's worthwhile staying a while to figure out what's worth living for? You have a purpose in this world. Figure out what that purpose is and take advantage of it. Because if it's all about eating and drinking and pleasure and having nice things, then from the perspective of the animal kingdom, poor humans. We have it all. We eat, we drink, we have nice things, at least what we consider nice. It's all given to us. There's got to be more than life to life than just being a glorified mosquito. This week, in addition to being Parshas Tazria, it's Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh is a special kriya that's read either on the Shabbos just prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or as is this year, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on Shabbos, which it is, you read it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What do we read? Achodesh azel lachem rosh chadash mishonu lachem lachodshei hashana. This is the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael as a nation. Kiddush Achodesh. Why? Why Kiddush Achodesh? So I think we've talked about in the past that Bnei Yisrael are now going me'abdus l'cheirus. They're going from slavery to freedom. And when a person is a slave, his time isn't his own. He has no sense of time in a certain sense. Because all of his time, he has to serve his master without his own choice. But you're going to freedom. HaChodesh Hazel Lachem. It's yours now. Beis Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh. You are in charge of time. That was the first mitzvah given to Am Yisrael. It's coming Chodesh. It's Chodesh Nisan. It's the Chodesh Hazel Lachem. It's yours. Not going to be in school. Not going to have schedule. Not going to have classes. Don't have to wake up by a certain time. Don't have to necessarily be at a certain place at a certain time. No one's taking attendance. No one's checking up. It's your month. It's yours. What are you going to do with it? Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. So how are you going to spend this month? For many of you, it's a chance to reconnect personally with family, which is wonderful. Many of you are going to be spending some of it at the beginning, discovering or reconnecting with your heritage. A difficult trip, a moving trip, a worthwhile trip. Some of you, it's going to be able to be back home. And you miss certain things about home. It's hard to be away. And that's fine. But after all of this is said and done, how are you going to spend this month? What's going to occupy your time? What are going to be your priorities? What's going to happen to all the values that you've cultivated over the last 6 months or 7 months or so? No one's here, so to speak, checking up on you. Many of you won't be in a situation where you might have that positive peer pressure. Some of you are going to be placed in being in environments that are not as conducive to the lifestyle that you've worked on for these many months. And it's yours. It's a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. You can decide you want to be the one who's zoche or not zoche. Ocha v'kedem tzartani. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells each and every one of us, you can be last or you can be first. You can decide what kind of life you want to lead, what kind of values you want to have where nobody's looking over your shoulder except for the Ribbono Shel Olam. What your priorities will be. Do when you get up in the morning, what you do for the rest of the day, so you go to sleep at night. Does it begin with the Moda'ani and end with a Hamapil? Shema at the beginning and a Shema at the end. The recognition that there's more to life than just pleasure, then you'll be Zoche. And you'll look back, you come back at the end of this month, reinvigorated, batteries recharged,
the knowledge that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me time, I take advantage of it. Time is so precious. Time is so fleeting. This year is going by very, very quickly. But if you take advantage of the time, then every minute becomes something precious. And every moment can be eternal.